Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Chrissy Mernon, and my guests are Carolyn Heath. She is the founder and executive director of Each One Teach One Adult and Family Literacy Program, and she brought with her one of her success stories, Leonora Walker. She is an adult learner and inspirational person. So we're going to talk about the program, but first you've got some things coming up, some fundraising, because you exist on donations and support from the community.
Yes, we do. And thank you so much for having us this morning. We actually have not just Each One Teach One, but other nonprofits in San Antonio will be participating in something called the Big Give. The Big Give is a day of online giving, the biggivesa.org, and that will be on March the 22nd. And so if anyone is interested in supporting the issue of adult literacy or other worthy nonprofit causes in San Antonio, I certainly would encourage you and those in your sphere of influence to support us through the biggivesa.org.
And some other events you've got coming up, because this
yes.
is a busy time for
it's
you.
A busy time, and Fiesta is coming up in April. Our agency sells parade seats, both for the day parade and the night parade. We also have a beautiful Fiesta medal. And again, all of the proceeds from those sales go to benefit Each One Teach One. So please give our office a call at 320-1287 if you are interested in Fiesta regalia.
Okay, so tell me about Each One Teach One. Carolyn, how did you come to be the founder of it, and where are you?
Well, Each One Teach One, to be quite honest, started by accident. We were a ministry of an East Side church, the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, back in 2004. We formed really for the members of the church. We thought we were going to be providing a ministry for those church members, particularly seniors, who did not read very well. And what we came to understand is that we had literally stumbled upon one of the largest socioeconomic issues facing San Antonio, and that is that one in four adults here are what's called functionally illiterate. So they are performing at or below a fifth grade reading level. And so in 2010, we decided to form Each One Teach One, the nonprofit organization. And we did that in 2010. And then in 2015, we established our own location at 815 El Monte Boulevard. We were fortunate enough to purchase a former fire station from the city of San Antonio and repurposed it through a generous private gift into the city's only community literacy center mm-hmm. in San Antonio. And we are to this day the only nonprofit organization in San Antonio with adult literacy as our mission.
I drove by the building the other day, and how cute. You've got things written all on the outside. And,
yes.
and what's the point of that?
So what we want to do is take the shame and the stigma away from illiteracy among adults. We want adults to know that there's help available if you are struggling with your reading, struggling with your writing, struggling with your math, need your high school equivalency, need to learn how to use the computer, or if English is not your first language and you want to improve your reading and writing skills in English, that there is help for you. And so the way that we operate is through the use of community volunteers who will tutor an adult one-on-one or in a small group setting. And for us, that one-on-one and small group approach works best for the adult learner. They are working at their pace. The shame and the embarrassment has been taken away, and they can work on their specific goals. We have a curriculum that we develop specifically for the individual, and they work at their pace with their community volunteer.
And this is a free program.
We do assess a one-time enrollment fee of $25 to enroll in the program one time, but all of the curriculum materials and all of the services are free of charge, yes.
Since you started on the east side with your church and right. to today, how many people have gone through your program?
Oh my God. Over 1,000. Mm-hmm. Over 1,000 since that time. Yes.
And so I would say that's over 1,000 lives changed. But really, when you look at it, the lives of the people around them, the lives of their families, everybody in their universe changes.
Absolutely. I tell people that for every one person that we help directly, there are probably about 10 others that are helped indirectly. So the children, the coworkers, the spouse, the neighbors, everyone who is within that individual sphere of influence also is helped by that learner improving their skills. Absolutely.
How did people get to the point where they became an adult with a problem with reading or not being able, you know, being functionally illiterate?
Yes.
And what do you think is really the cause?
The causes of illiteracy among adults, to be quite honest, are as individual as the people are. Some adults, when they were youngsters in the primary grades, struggled with their reading and didn't get the intervention that they needed in those primary grades. We see that a lot. So they just go on along through the school system until such time as the gap between the grade that they're in and their actual skills are so wide that they just can't continue and they drop out. So we see that. We see our international students, you know, coming from nations where the education system was not available to them. And so we see that. But we also see family dysfunction. Some students were victims of domestic violence, or they were victims of a dysfunctional family situation that disrupted their education. Some adults have learning challenges, learning, you know, if you want to use the term disabilities, that were not adequately addressed, you know, when they were youngsters. So we see that. So there are many, many reasons why adults struggle with their reading.
How do they get along in society? What does that do to their life?
Well, the first thing that I want to do is dispel the myth that low literacy means low intelligence, because actually quite the opposite is true. They find ways in which to compensate for this barrier, this secret in many cases that they are holding. So it may be a trusted coworker, it may be one of their children, it may be their spouse that assists them in reading and interpreting information on a daily basis. Many of them occupy careers that are repetitive in nature. So they do the same type of job every day. And so they rely upon their memorization skills to compensate for their lack of literacy. So they've done just a masterful job of compensating for this big barrier that they have.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking they work so hard to navigate.
Yes.
That something that would be quite easy, or a lot easier, if they could read.
Absolutely. Well, stop and think about it. I mean, we process information on a daily basis, consciously and even subconsciously. We're reading signs, we're reading information, we see billboards, we see whatever we see every day. And for those of us who read, you know, we're just reading and taking it all in, and, you know, no big deal. For a person who struggles with their reading, that information looks like a different language. It looks like something that if we were in a different nation trying to read their information, we wouldn't be able to do it. And just imagine that is something that you deal with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. It's just such a barrier, and so much information that's out there that they don't have access to.
Our guest this morning is Carolyn Heath. She is the founder and executive director of Each One Teach One Adult and Family Literacy Program, and she brought along with her this morning Leonora Walker. So tell me about Leonora, and we'll hear from Leonora right after that.
I don't even know what to say about Leonora. She is just such an all-star. One of our learners who came to us, who needed her high school equivalency. Actually, before she came, her son actually came and received his high school equivalency through us. And then in seeing his progress, she made the determination that she wanted to come as well. She is just an indication of the learners that come to us determined to change their lives, just needing a hand in doing so. Hardworking, empathetic, giving, just all of the things that you would want to see in an individual, she embodies that. And so I wanted to bring her with me in hopes that it would inspire someone that may need help improving their reading, writing, or math, or may need their high school equivalency, as well as inspire people who would be interested in volunteering to help someone like Leonora improve their reading, writing, and math skills. Because you are truly changing the direction of someone's life. You're truly changing the direction and trajectory of someone's life. And not only that individual, but as I mentioned, everyone that individual influences.
Before we started the program this morning, we were chatting, and Leonora's had a rough road in life, but it's a great road now. And so tell me about how you wound up at Each One Teach One, and then we'll go into, you know, what happened with your life.
Well, thank you for having me as well. I'm very excited to be here. I'm also excited for the listeners that are listening. What happened for me was I had failed for several years in addiction. And from that addiction, homelessness came. And I was lost for a long time. Before that, as a child, I went through sexual trauma. And that in itself was the forefront for everything that happened after that. I could never overcome that. And I tried every means possible until I fell very hard into addiction. And I was given a great opportunity to be incarcerated. And I say that because during that time, it was really a time that I surrendered and developed my faith. And by doing that, I wanted freedom. So when I got out, I got a great opportunity to live at a shelter called Haven for Hope. I lived there for a year and a half, and within that year, I really got an opportunity to learn about myself, do a lot of healing, build up my faith, and it was time to face it was time for me to face what I call my biggest Goliath, which was education. I started working as a recovery coach and realized that everybody around me was doing such great things, but they had degrees, and I wanted that, and I felt that I could have that. But what really truly inspired me was after meeting Carolyn and hearing her at an event where she said, education is freedom and no one can take that away from you. And when she said that, it pierced my heart because that's what I wanted. I wanted the ultimate freedom. And I knew that this be something that no one could ever take away from me. So it really got me onto the road of pursuing my education and seeing what the benefits of it were and how I could help so many others by doing that. So when I went to Each One Teach One, I was having issues before. I had started getting my GED at the time, but I found myself lost in the midst of everybody being around 30 or more students. I was going through a lot of self-esteem issues and just wanting to know my self-worth. So when I went in to Carolyn's to Each One Teach One, I was paired up with an individual tutor. And I always loved these tutors. His name was Chris. He was a math. He had a bachelor's in math. I didn't know anybody that liked math, nevertheless had a bachelor's in math. So that in itself was very inspiring. And then Roger, he was a science teacher. He was my science teacher, but he was a retired teacher and he would talk about his wife and traveling. So just all this inspiration around me. And when I got there to Each One Teach One, I was treated as an individual that had purpose, had meaning. I was never treated as a homeless person or an addict or any of those things that the stigma comes with what I've been through, being through incarceration. So I was just really at a point where I was opened, I would be more honest, and I really applied myself. And then there's times I didn't show up that they would call me and remind me, hey, you need to come in. So I needed that too, that accountability. So it really just opened my eyes to the possibilities that I could do anything and be anybody. I truly felt like an eagle, mm-hmm. You know, and that was the biggest thing. When I got my GED, I felt freedom. And it was just limitless. Like, what do you want to do? Where do you want to help? Where can you reach out to? Because as Carolyn was mentioning a little bit, you know, being in that lifestyle, but not having the education, I was very intelligent. You know, I had to use different resources and senses to survive. I was homeless at one point between 12 and 13 years old. So survival was an instinct that I had developed over the years. And a lot of us that have been through what we've been through are extremely intelligent people. Yes. You know, we have been able to overcome so many things. So for right now, in this point in my life, knowing that I was able to overcome the first half, and now having my education, I know anything is and all things are possible, especially because of the faith that I have.
How old were you when you got your GED? And well, how old were you when you left school? And then how old were you when you got your GED?
I officially left school in eighth grade, but middle school in itself was a blur. It was a very hard time for me and a lot of family things. My father was in addiction at that time. So school was just not a part of my life. So I actually did not receive my GED until my late 30s, about 37 or 36, around there. And that's another thing. You know, I really felt like I was too old, or, you know, I should have stopped and I could have did it earlier. I had all these doubts and fears and regrets that were keeping me bound for so many years.
Sounds like you beat yourself up in your head a lot.
I was my worst enemy. I really didn't even need nobody else to do it. Coming from the lifestyle that I lived and then having to realize that in itself, all the damage I did towards my children, towards my family, you know, people that loved me, that cared for me, all these bridges that were burned. It was really a time that I really had to learn how to do a lot of self-love and self-care. And it took time. You know, it took at least over a year before I was able to overcome addiction in itself, saying not having the cravings, not, you know, addiction itself, it has a lot of mental adjustments that you have to do. And so it took some time. But when I was there, when I was just really at this point where I saw people around me that were doing great things, and I knew that there was greatness in me because my self-esteem had been built up from then, and I realized I had to forgive myself. That was the biggest thing. You know, I had to forgive myself for the things that I'd done and forgive others that had hurt me as a child and in my adulthood. And when I got that freedom from that, it really opened up the doors for the possibilities of moving forward and helping others and being an advocate for others. And to do that, I really truly felt that I needed that educational background because I have the life experience. That's there.
Oh, yeah. You got a PhD in
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm CEO of that department. But, you know, just to go further on, I mean, I'm getting to be a licensed chemical drug counselor, which is awesome. I'm going to be getting my associates in that very shortly. But I do want to transfer over to political science. I had a meeting that I had with a person that I came with, Carolyn Heath, to meet, and it really changed my life. There's just those moments that you have in your life where you step through the door and you just have a leap of faith and you just, you know, forget all the ugly things that have happened and you just look towards the future and how bright it is that changes happen. And so through that, I decided to go into political science because I do want to get my law degree. I would love to advocate for people that have been through sexual trauma as well as addiction. And I would like to work with legislation doing that. Mm-hmm. So I said, why not me? Possibly.
Absolutely. You know, yes. It sounds like when they handed you that GED certificate, that was a ticket.
That was
know?
It. It was a life ticket. It was a time to, it inspired me because that was my biggest thing. It was always crippling me. I always wanted to do it. I never did it at that point. And then I always found excuses or reasons or beat myself up, like you said, not to do it. So when I got that and when I followed through, and it took time, and that's what I loved about Each One Teach One is because they met me where I was at. I didn't know how to do fractions. I learned multiplication in jail, you know, when I had spare time, so which was a lot. So, you know, things like that. But I really didn't have the opportunity in jail to further my education like I wanted to. So coming out and healing, this was the biggest part of my healing process.
Mm-hmm. And so who's helping you now?
Oh, good Lord. I'm so excited. You know, I've been very blessed. I'm around this is another thing that I've learned is I hang around people that inspire me. Mm-hmm. I hang around people that are going places and doing things. I have to say that Carolyn Heath, she is my mother. And I say that because, you know, me and her have been able to talk about things. She has given me wisdom that I never heard before. She has really been there for me. I even can come there as a college student and print out papers or ask questions. I recently got my nieces almost 2 years ago, and getting my nieces' education has been the biggest forefront in our household. And that was through talking with Carolyn and getting a better understanding of what education can do. So one thing she told me that I instilled in my nieces is not if they're going to college, it's where they're going to college. And from that, my niece that is 18 years old, she is going to be the first in our immediate family to be going to college and receiving her diploma. She's going to be walking the stage. So I'd love to say that she's been a big part of my life that's been very life-changing. I've met other women, which is Donna Armstrong. She's a life coach. She's just been so amazing too. And then my church, I go to Victory Worship Center. They've always held me and helped me. My faith has really been the foundation and platform for why I've been able to be so successful in everything. It's because I truly figured out who I was. And that in itself was freedom. When I realized that I have purpose and that I'm just as important as everybody else, and that even though I've been through what I've been through, that's not who I am, but it actually can help others. When I came to that realization, well, I'm just soaring right now. And I continue. And that's why I'm really excited to be able to be here, because I know there's somebody listening that has gone through what I've been through and that is feeling those feelings of doubt or regret or unforgiveness or just the shame or the stigma that comes with it. And I'm just here to let them know that that's a lie. It's a lie.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was thinking, what is your message for people, Leonora? What do you have to say to somebody who's kind of trapped themselves,
yes,
or been put in a place by someone else where they don't think they can?
Well, like I said, it is a lie, and don't believe it anymore. Take the opportunity to understand that you have purpose. And that regardless of what anybody may say about you or what it thought about you or what you thought about yourself, you have purpose. There's a calling in your life. There's more to life than just staying there and being stagnant and still. This, you know, in this opportunity that you have because you have breath and you're breathing and you're able to function. And even if you do have whatever they call disabilities of any kind, right, even through that, you have purpose. So I just want to let women and men know, especially people that have been through there's so many people that have been through sexual trauma, that have been through addiction, and it's all a mixed intertwined together, just to know that you can do more and that there's so much more in you. I truly believe there's greatness in each and every one of us. And if we're given in the right format and we're given the right opportunities, which if it's your education, go for it. You know, whatever it is, go for it. If it's helping others, and another thing I've realized too is the more selfless I got, because addiction is very selfish, you know, and when I started getting selfless, when I started thinking about others and how I can better this, not for myself, but for my children and for my children's children. My oldest son now is getting his GED. He's in Corpus pursuing that. And that's because he saw his mother doing it. You know, my nieces are, I'm able to be somebody that they've seen, gone through everything they have and been able to make it. And now they're inspired to do more, to know that even though those generation curses, they died and they stopped right here. And now they have the opportunity for their children to have the best in life. And it's limitless. So I just want to reach out to people and let them know that you have purpose. You have greatness.
And there's people who can help. Each
yes.
one teach one.
Yes.
When you walk through that door.
I don't even know what to say behind that. It's just a privilege. Let me tell the listeners this. It's our privilege to serve you. Mm. You know, to have the opportunity to change someone's life and to have the opportunity to change the lives of everyone around them is a privilege. And so we look forward, if there's anyone, as I mentioned, who either is an adult learner in need of our services, or someone who believes so strongly in education and literacy, or loves to read or whatever, and wants to help us in this journey. We would just love to have you reach out to us and come and visit our Literacy Center and talk to us and learn more about what we're doing and how we do it.
And, you know, I heard, and I asked you this before we started today, that with the pre-K for SA in San Antonio and pre-K education going on around the community, there's such emphasis that kids are ready for school. But then by third grade, some of them have a real problem with reading.
Literacy is a family issue. And the literacy level of the adult that's caring for that youngster is the single biggest factor in how that child is going to succeed, or if that child is going to succeed. We've had many adults come to us, and one of their goals is to be able to help their children with their homework. You know, they'll say, you know, Carolyn, my kid's all in the first or second grade, and already I'm struggling with helping them with their homework. And so, yes, literacy is a family issue. Quite honestly, there should be a family-centered approach to literacy. We're still siloed in our response to the issue of literacy. But right now, you know, we're focusing on the adult learner. And I would say to those who are in legislative positions that and who are working with youngsters, look at those parents. And how are those parents doing? And what do those parents need to be able to support their children educationally?
Mm-hmm. That's where it is.
That's where it is.
And so you've got your center on El Monte, that
correct,
brightly colored former fire station that is now the headquarters. Is that your headquarters?
That is our headquarters,
for
yes.
Each One Teach One,
yes,
adult and family literacy program. And
yes,
you've got some other offices.
And we have other locations as well. So we have two locations on the east side, one at a place called the Convent at Springview, which is 210 South Grimes near East Commerce and Grimes Street. And then we have a second location at a place called the East Side Education and Training Center. And that's at 4551 Dietrich Road. And that's at 410 South at W.W. White Road. We also work with Family Violence Prevention Services at their domestic violence shelter. And we also have a satellite at the Madonna Neighborhood Center on Castroville Road.
Mm-hmm.
The Madonna Neighborhood Center.
So you're all over the community.
Our goal ultimately would be to have sites in all 10 council districts in San Antonio. San Antonio, for those that may not know, is one of the least literate cities in the nation.
Doesn't that just break your heart?
It's like a dagger through my heart. So San Antonio ranks 7th in the U.S. in population at about 1.5 million. And we rank 70th in the nation in cities. Cities with over 250,000 in population, we rank 70th in literacy. As a matter of fact, there are three South Texas cities at the bottom of that list. So Corpus, San Antonio, and Laredo, South Texas. Huge, huge issue.
That's so sad because, you know, as you say that, that's linked to economic development, prosperity, just the quality of life in our community.
It is linked to everything. And not only that, but people might say, oh, well, I have my degree, so this issue doesn't impact me. Yes, it does. Because employers with the 21st century demand occupations are not just looking at you and your degree, they're looking at the entire population, and they're seeing our low literacy levels, and they're in many cases deciding not to come here. A perfect case in point is Amazon. You know, Amazon is looking for a second headquarters, and they are headquartered in Seattle, which is one of the most literate cities in the nation. And San Antonio had to drop out of the running, or they chose to drop out of the running for that satellite location. And there may be different explanations as to why they did that, but here's the reason why they did it. We don't have the workforce. We don't have the workforce. And those who have decided to come here have often had to bring their workforces with them in order to fill the jobs. And so for a corporation to come here but bring people with them, that does no good to the people who live here. They don't have those jobs. And so we really are looking at two San Antonios, quite frankly. One where people come from other places. My husband and I, perfect example. He worked for the phone company, and that's what brought us here to San Antonio. So it's great, and you know, all of that. But then you have the other San Antonio, those who don't have the education and who cannot take advantage of these well-paying demand occupations. And so it impacts everything you can possibly think of, from economics to domestic violence to health to graduation rates. All of those, homelessness, all of those things are impacted by literacy.
And you're changing it one at a time because each one teach one.
Yes, ma'am.
And,
yes, ma'am.
You know, we're out of time. I know you need volunteers.
Absolutely. The good thing about all of this is that we can all be a part of the solution. And we always need volunteers. You don't have to be a retired educator, although we love retired educators, but we've got people from all walks of life. We can train you. We prepare the curriculum for you to deliver to your learner. So we are there every step of the way as you're helping this adult learner change their lives.
How do people catch up with you?
So we are located at 815 El Monte Boulevard, E-L and then M-O-N-T-E Boulevard. That's 78201 zip code. And then our telephone number is 210-320-1287. 320-1287.
Carolyn Heath, she's the founder and executive director of Each One Teach One, and she brought along with her quite an inspirational gal, Leonora Walker, an adult learner. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.